Never mind, at least they gave me a clean break to get a new podcast started. Ha-ha! All worked out well in the end. Mm. Okay, how about Crush 40 version of 3? Do you want to... the Crush 40 version of 3 is awful.
Yes, I wouldn't say it's awful, but it's not as good as the other version of 3.
It's awful.
It was sung on an off day.
No, it was sung over the top of the original track. It wasn't recorded at all. It was just, we'll just take this track and record over the top of it. It's okay. Nobody will notice. Nobody will notice.
I honestly think it could have been done better. I don't hate it, but I don't love it. I would definitely prefer the original.
It doesn't matter now what happens.
What happens? I will never give up the fight.
And you think I sound stoned? Phil, Mr. VJ, he sounds drunk. As long as
Make it interesting.
She doesn't matter now. Strong, right?
So,
topic, thoughts on Generations. We've been through Generations already. Everyone wants to talk about Generations. It's a game. It exists. It's alright. It's good. It's not amazing. It's fantastic. Colours is better. Unleashed is worse.
Unleashed is still pretty good, I think.
Yeah, but it's still worse. Be you drunk? Nah.
You're sober? Never gonna happen.
No.
Yeah, I'm sober 24 hours a day.
0 days a week.
Okay, this is quite hypnotic.
Damn fine game. Short though, I'm done.
Aye.
Alright, yes, London Gaming Con. We wanted to talk about this a little bit, didn't we? We might as well discuss this.
Yes, please do, because I want to know. I'm half tempted to go now, because it seems to be a bit of a Sonic celebration as well.
It is on the Sunday, yes. Basically, it is in a place called the Rocket Complex at 166 Holloway Road in London. It's basically two stops out of King's Cross, so there's not too far to go at all. There's like live bands, there's like official... there's guests there. It's £10 a day or £5 after 6 p.m. or you can register now and pay for 20% off. So, you know, obviously you get it for like £20 and you get 20% off. So you get it for £16, which is awesome. Something like that. For 2 days instead of 20.
Sounds like a good plan.
If we go through some of the guests who are there, wait a moment, I'm getting another track queued up. We know that we've definitely got enough music to play with. So some of the guests that we've got there include Brentle Floss, who's a comedian, musician and gamer. He's the one who creates the With Lyrics series on YouTube. We have Zonic, who if you were at Summer of Sonic, you'd know who she is. She was there. Nintendisco are hosting the Saturday Night Party, which is nice. There's a fellow called Tempuibis? I don't know, I've never heard of him. I have no idea. There's a band called Area 11. Again, I've never heard of them. This one I'm quite looking forward to. Cold Storage, who did the music for the Wipeout games, the original Wipeout games. He's going to be there. And he's doing a gig, and I'm really, really looking forward to that, because I reckon that's going to be amazing. So definitely in on that one. Then we've got a couple of artists. Ashens, Dr. Ashens from YouTube fame, the fellow who makes all sorts of hilarious videos about crap.
Yes, I've seen him. He's pretty good.
Yes, he's there on the Saturday. I don't know if he's out on the Sunday. He's one of someone that he works with called Guru Larry. He's there. And a couple of other people who I've not really heard of. It's when you get to the actual events that it's fun. There's quite a few convention zones if you want to just take part in some tournaments. Or if you actually want some parties, the Sunday is a Supersonic Sunday where we're going to be, highlights will include Sonic Blindfolded, where you're basically going to be speed running, I think it's Green Hill Zone on Sonic 1. But you'll be blindfolded, yeah. Yeah, and it'll be the person who posts the quickest time, not knowing what they're doing. Well, you know, this is where you know the level, isn't it? There's also like a Team Sonic versus Mario showdown. There's a Sonic versus Mario cosplay contest. There's a Sonic pub quiz.
Can I kick Mario fans where it hurts?
No, I don't think you can. There's a live
singing.
It's
18 and above only. So.
But still. There's a live singing session from Sonic in the afternoon. A Sonic Evening Party brought to you by Sonic Stadium. That's from 7 PM till 10. Club Sega Party brought to you by Radio Sega, or more specifically, me. 10 PM till midnight. Sonic Generations Speedrun Contest, Sonic 2 Mega Drive Speedrun Contest, possible Sonic screenings from Sonic Paradox. They are in contact, and I don't know where that's going. And more to come, apparently. They've been trying to get all sorts for that, actually. But yes, the Supersonic Sunday is a co-hosted effort between the London Gaming Convention and Sonic Rex, Sonic Stadium, Radio Sega, and Sega Media.
Yes, I will have to see about going to that, won't I? I've just got to figure out where I want to stay Sunday night.
Well, you see, this is the thing. If you don't mind sharing a bed with people, they've taken a large booking at a lodge where it's going to be £36 for two nights or £52 for three. Doesn't say for one night though.
I suppose I could pop down the Saturday. And it's, the issue with me is like getting to London in the first place now, because I could either take the train or the car. In each case, I've got to park the car somewhere.
Yes, so that's what it is. If you want more information, then I believe if I just send you the button for the register link, I think that's what I need to link you to anyway. Because you see, the thing is being there, I'm there on the Saturday as press, and they're on the Sunday as sort of staff for this Sunday thing.
Mm-hmm. So,
I think I need to be sending you a specific link.
Well, I mean, there's the registration things, which is where is it? Click here to register 18 plus only on the top of the website, which is just the website with register.php on the end.
I've been told I've got to tweet things at least once a week, so I may as well get a Twitch out.
So I could go for Friday, Saturday night, or a Sunday night one.
Yes, I am. It's going to be good. It's going to be good stuff. It's the first ever London Gaming Con. The people who organise it, they've done a fair few anime ones. This is the first time they've done a actual games one. So
it should be fun. And I think I will go for it. I've just got to sort it out in my head.
Yes. Shouldn't be a problem. I think it should go quite well.
Ooh, and I could get a T-shirt. Do I want a London Gaming Con T-shirt?
I don't know. I didn't know they came with one.
Well, you can get a Gaming Con T-shirt, it seems.
Hmm.
I do like this as well, because it's basically, it's 18 plus, which means, as much as I hate to say it, or to hate to differentiate, but it means no kiddies running around and me having to watch what I say.
Hmm. Be able to just be yourself.
So basically, swear like a sailor all day.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, swear like a port swilling drunken sailor all day.
Not
because
so sure
I'm totally not an alcoholic.
No, certainly not.
I don't know where people get this impression that I'm an alcoholic.
Probably with the fact that you actually just keep drinking and then you fall asleep. Might be why.
I don't keep drinking and falling asleep.
No? Last time, when I came up to see you and we were doing a live show, I'm fairly sure you were on camera falling asleep.
Was that right after a week of work? Because that is your answer.
And the two or three bottles of beer beforehand weren't.
I don't drink that often.
Yeah.
Alright, I'll start drinking less. Bye. Spoil sport. I've still got some mulled wine downstairs and tequila. I randomly have a bottle of tequila and Cointreau, but that's not so good on its own. I should probably stop digging a hole for myself at this stage, shouldn't
probably,
I?
Probably an idea, yeah. Probably yes. A very good idea.
I'll just leave it at this. I am not a drunk! Or an alcoholic.
Apparently.
Apparently.
I don't even know what's going on in the IRC. I've not, no, nothing really, since we started talking about the gaming comp, but, you know, apparently I have to promote it, so.
Yes. Promoted. Promote!
Yes.
Yes, I certainly think I may come down for the Sunday.
November. Is there anybody, is there anybody in the IRC who's actually doing, Movember?
I'm doing Movember, but
I'm just randomly growing a beard for the sake of it. The Movember happens to be a coincidence.
Chaos Police.
I'm just using it as an excuse.
It's like at work. It's yes, I'm growing it for Movember, and then when I don't cut it, they're going to go.
You lie.
Yes.
You lie to our children. You lie to ourselves.
So yes, is there anyone in the IRC growing anything for Movember?
Can I ask this purely to the guys in the room?
Oh, you see, this isn't the point. Max Firestorm says I was, but then my beard started getting too long. Well, no, you don't need a beard. Movember is for mustaches. You don't need a beard.
Not really, but I mean, it's like, you can't just grow a moustache. I mean, I'm growing a whole, I'm growing a goatee at the moment. I think it makes me look mature and hard.
Really?
I don't know. I know it's very hard for me to look hard, but
I think we're stumbling more on the mature bit. Never mind the hard bit. You know, you have to start. You have to start from the beginning. Yeah.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Alright, I think it makes me look different. Different is good.
Chaos Blue's going now for, it's probably one of the first times that either of them won't be around. And when he returns, he wants the total to reach or have surpassed £400.
Yes, come on. We can do this. All we need to do is offer up another pony song. I know what your answer is going to be. It's going to be no, isn't it?
Well, it's going to be you're going to pay more than 30 quid this time.
Yeah. Well, certainly, if it gets up to £400.
Oh, yeah. I don't see it happening somehow.
No, I don't either.
Oh, well.
You can still offer it anyway. See what happens. No. These pony people, they have way too much money. Or more money than sense. Yes.
Do they? Do they? Alright then, 65 quid. Get us to 400.
Yeah, you heard that, everyone. Pay 65 quid and get another
You said the pony people have more money than sense, Mr. Pony Lover.
Oh, I've got sense.
Really?
And I don't have money.
Really? 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 You've got sense, and you're saying after I ponies.
I have monetary sense. I don't have any other sense, but I have money sense.
Right. How much stuff have you bought of that's My Little Pony related? Dare I ask?
Zero.
Zero? What, I've so made you don't some. Own... You've made some.
Yeah, I've got a large quantity of blue tech, so I've been playing
my head can't my head can't compute all of this rubbish.
I have a little pony made out of blue tech sitting on my desk, which keeps collapsing because it's made out of blue tech.
Oh my god!
Some love.
I'm sure it does. I bet it looks about as awesome as anything else that's been found out of blue tack.
Which is not much. Ah, spoils sports.
Actually, we've just been talking about things for birthdays. I've just been reminded that there's something I need to buy. I need to get one of Mina's Christmas presents sorted.
Ah, yes. I need to start sorting out that Christmas present thing. So you'll be okay with ponies, right?
Who, me? Oh yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. Don't All right. you dare. Don't you dare.
I'm half tempted to buy my sister for Christmas a pony. Just a little plastic pony, not a proper pony, just to see her reaction. No, I'm being cruel.
Yeah. Yeah, you are, and I would suggest against doing it. Yeah, this sounds like a good idea.
Max Firestorm bought 4 figures for his girlfriend's birthday. That's about it.
Were they like the little first figures, 2-inch ones, like 2 quid each? Do we know?
No. I think he may be talking about ponies. Ah, that's it. Well.
I don't even.
You don't want to justify it with an answer at this stage. I've dug my grave. I should start filling it in and shut up and be quiet.
What is this?
What is what?
Hang on. Thank you for this, Mr. Archangel UK. I believe you've just given us a song to play on Radio Sega.
Ooh.
That's an audio repeater. That does not rip stuff off of YouTube.
Oh, the great and powerful Nimane has arrived! Hello and welcome, minion. You must save us from the craziness that is your emperor. I don't know.
What?
We're still live, right? What?
I'm aware we are. Yes. We've got no music playing again because you know I keep letting it run out. I am literally. I can smell food, and that is not good.
Food.
Food.
Yes, I could possibly do with a bit of food soon. It's getting towards my lunchtime.
Yes.
So what is your lunch today?
I have no idea. It will definitely have like potatoes and meat, which I don't know what the meat is because I can't tell meat from smell.
It shouldn't be that hard. You get a rich lammy, a nice rich lammy smell, and you know you got lamb. You get a beef smell, and you got beef, and you got the chicken smell. And you got chicken.
I can't really tell the smells between them though.
Okay.
Yeah. Raised so far £345. The main. Do 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 do. Like whenever you need a job that needs to be done and you're not quite gay enough to do it, face will do it for you.
Face wasn't gay, was he?
No, but it's more the fact that obviously we like calling her gay face. So it was like, yes, and I then noticed that gay sounds like A. So instead of having the A team, it was the gay team.
Yes,
Face.
And there was a guy Face. On the team called was. Face, wasn't there?
Yeah, so Face.
Yes, and this works perfectly on so
See,
many
look,
levels.
It works. Yeah, it works in my head, doesn't it? It's just, it doesn't really seem to work anywhere else.
Wait, Sonic.
What?
Sonic Spinball and Earthworm Jim mashups.
Yes, this is what I'm downloading. It's good.
Ooh, that's nice. Oh, and it's done by Back to Soul. He's a good one. He's a good guy.
Yeah, it's downloaded. Downloaded. Right. Get it playing. I don't remember where it is. Where have you gone?
Ooh, you just got a congratulations on the show so far, Gabby. Congratulations,
yes.
You've made it. Is this... What hour
14
is
and
this?
A half.
14 and
14
a half.
And a half hours.
Put me neck.
I know.
Doing well, man, doing well.
Yes.
We're going to... with a cattle prod to keep you awake, though.
No, I'm alright. We're going to play this song that Archangel UK has just linked to. It's good.
Yes, it is very good. You all must listen and then download it. Somehow.
Yeah, it's good. Oh, if you were, if you had heard what I just heard, my lord, that was disgusting.
Anyway, yeah, but that it's was appropriate for Toxic Caves.
Yeah, it was. That was a mashup that that Archangel UK had linked to on Twitter. Literally, not even 10 minutes ago. It's New Junk City from Earthworm Jim and Toxic Caves combined audio. So I don't think it's so much a remix. It's more just the two songs overlaid over the top and sort of a little bit of beat matching
to remove the clashing bits. It doesn't sound too bad.
No, it sounds really good actually. I do like that. It's a lot better than Live and Learn, which is just.
Yeah. No! Don't! It's bringing back memories. Don't make me get the castle prod.
Well, that might actually make her sing in tune if you think about it.
Yeah. Right, I'll retune her by prodding her to the castle prod.
Do I have a timer? I don't think I've got a timer. Actually, no, I just use an alarm. Clock? No, that's the clock. I want an alarm. Alarm! Dinner will be in 10 minutes. Oh, fantastic. That's good to know. I've got 10 minutes to babble, and then we will be departing.
We will be departing? Oh, it's time for your lunch.
It will be in 10 minuten. Then. So, here's the plan, ladies and gentlemen. In 10 minutes, I'm going to go eat some food, and I'm going to enjoy every single minute of it, because it's
You're
been a
asleep.
While.
It's no, because you fall asleep whilst eating it.
No, not that at all. Not that at all. It's going to be the first proper meal I've had since yesterday evening, and it's going to be the first thing that I've actually eaten since a Toffee Crisp and a Twix at like 7 o'clock this morning. The music that will be keeping you going, is going to be Yuzo Koshiro's Streets of Rage DJ set. It is 42 and a half minutes long.
So you're going to be eating rather quick. Well, I don't know. You're eating rather slowly.
I'm going to be back for about 1:30, I presume. And what I'm going to do is actually I'm going to queue up another track just to give me a couple of extra minutes. Just in case. I don't think I'll need it. But you never know. Things have been known to happen. So the task is that really I'd love for the people tuning in to be able to pull some more money together while I'm away, so that instead of looking at 335 when I come back, it's going to be a better number really than 335. It's quite funny, really. There are so many people who are recommending this on Facebook now. We have got 62 people on Facebook who are recommending that money is donated to this campaign, which is just awesome, really. It's fantastic.
Well, I think it's about just this one crazy guy at the core who just decided, right, I'm going to stay awake for 24 hours.
Possibly. That might have something to do with it, if you think about it.
I'm going to be doing a lot of travelling over the next few weeks, it seems.
I've been doing a lot of travelling during these few weeks, but now I seem to be rooted in Grantham and not going anywhere.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to play Saints Row, am I? I'm in Leeds next week.
That's not
Leeds
Friday.
The weekend after, and then I'll be in London the weekend after that, it seems, and it's like, I want to play Saints Row! I'll do that one for Christmas.
I really, really did want the platinum pack of Saints Row.
Is that the one with the headset as well?
Yeah, because I just wanted to do a radio show with it. Could you imagine? You listen to the music, everything's fine, and then it comes to talking, and instead of me just talking like this, it's like, hello there everybody, and welcome to Saturday Night Sega.
Yeah, I want that, but it was only...
We're here to provide you with music along the next 2 hours.
Was it US only in the end?
No, it's in play. Play.com have got it. It's like 80 quid though.
Oh, going right. No, I've bought enough special editions recently.
Saints Row the Third. Pre-order link incoming.
Yeah. Shouldn't we get access to the character creation thing now anyway?
Oh, it looks like it's sold out.
Ah, oh well.
They've only got it on... They've only seemed to have it on PS3.
Basically, it means they've sold out on 360, because 360 is awesome and sells out first.
Mm. They have got a nice t-shirt, though. We did it like that, and now we do it like this.
Mm.
It's a nice design.
I'm looking forward to much gang violence and killing with jet fighters. And a cat! Genji cat!
Yes, good old Genji.
I don't know, where does Genji Cat come from? Has he just been created for this, or just
no, I think he's been created for it.
Mm. Well, they seem to have been doing a lot of creative thinking, shall we say, for this.
Yes.
Mm. I am much looking forward to it, and it's going to beat the pants off Grand Theft Auto.
That I'm not so sure on. I think at the point now, they're different games.
Oh, very much.
If it was,
very much
if
so.
It was,
they've got, the, they've got a similar... There's a similar idea behind it, but they are very different.
I think what was similar was the fact that Saints Row was blatantly a Grand Theft Auto knockoff. It was, but then with Saints Row 2, they changed it up a bit. And now they're different. They're both open-world gangster games, but they're, you know, Saints Row is a lot more sillier.
It's a lot more fun. It's good. Whereas Grand Theft Auto is just a pile of, right, we make great GTA games, you are going to buy it.
Mm. I'm going to buy it.
Are you going to buy a new GTA? Is there a new GTA? Mm. Or?
Yeah, GTA 5 comes out, well, there's no release date for it yet, but there's been a lot of rumours that it'll be tomorrow. Not tomorrow, next year.
Tomorrow. It's going to, right, they're going to launch a new game tomorrow without announcing it.
Mm.
That's one way to avoid the hype.
They've had a launch trailer and everything already.
Mm. So. I think supposedly you can play as multiple characters this time?
Rumoured. They rumoured to have been from Vice City, San Andreas and GTA 4.
Ooh.
Possibly.
So basically, they're whoring out the popularity of their previous games in order to sell this game.
Maybe. Who knows? It might have just been like little nods, and then the actual trailer is, you know, the actual game is something else entirely.
Could be. Or it could be that they're completely out of ideas.
Possibly.
But we're going to make a game anyway, because that's what we do.
Well, it's a games development company. What would you expect them to do? They're not just going to sit there and go, we don't really feel like making a game today.
Yeah, you got a point. It's like JCB going, I don't fancy making a digger today. Let's make something different. Let's make a different type of digger.
Mm.
Saying that, we make a lot of different types of diggers.
Right, well, I think at this point I should look at making a move. So, and then go get some food.
Alright, well, it's been good being on with you, man. I suppose I should get some food as well.
Yes, it's been delightful, and it's nice to see that Skype's actually allowed us to stay on for more than 2 hours and hasn't crapped itself.
Woohoo!
Good.
And now you've cursed yourself for later on.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to be many people on for later on, but okay.
Well, you've got the great and powerful Nimein and PT.
Yeah, I do, and then I've got Adam, my good friend Adam Wells from Twitter, who is going to be seeing us out of the penultimate hour, because the final hour is when I'm doing all my loan stuff. We're probably not going to be playing any music because we've got a raffle to get through. So,
oh,
ladies
God,
and gentlemen,
that's going to take an hour.
It won't take long, actually. I've not got that many prizes. I've only got like seven, eight. So, yes, I'm going to go eat foods. I have an alarm set for when I should be back. It's a good way to time myself. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've obviously had Vija with us.
Yellow.
We've had an awful lot of fun with him over the last 2 hours. I am going to leave you with the Streets of Rage DJ set so that I can go and get some food. There is a song queued up to follow afterwards, just in case I happen to be running late. But don't fret, I will be back by the end of that song. If it takes me 46 minutes to eat dinner, there is something wrong with me. So, I will be back shortly, and while I'm gone, you know, please donate some money to children in need. It's a worthwhile cause. Please.
Thanks. What Gabby said.
Yes, thank you, and I'll be back in about 45 minutes. Well, would you look at that? I got back with like a minute to spare. I knew putting an alarm on my phone was a good idea, but as it happens, I didn't actually need it. I'm going to turn it off, and then we will catch up with what you lot have been doing while I've been away. And I tell you one thing you haven't been doing. You haven't been donating money, have you? No. Okay, well, that's fine. That's fine, not a problem. Instead, I've found out through Skype that, Earthheart will unfortunately not be able to provide his live streaming service. He can't get it to work. So instead, he's added another prize to the raffle. We have got a Summer of Sonic 2011 goodie bag with a medium shirt in it. So it does include a free comic book comic. It is there. It is available. Being a Sonic fan is in the IRC. Oh my word. This could go wrong. LOL! Right. Yes, hello. You've been listening to the, you had been listening to the Streets of Rage DJ set. About me just a moment. I need to just sort out a couple of things with regards to, Total. And what are we on? Let's try that again. I've eaten now and I can't talk. That's a good thing, isn't it? Hour 15 we're on now. Although, to be quite fair, it's, Right, I'll get some music queued up in a minute. Don't mind me. I am with you. I've not forgotten. Not forgotten at all. You know, I just have my bits that I need to do. There we are. Right, let's get you some music on. So you listen to the Streets of Rage DJ set. It's only like the second time I've played that, like, ever. So it's not a bad little thing to have. And I'm with you now. All the way up until tea time, at which point I'm not quite sure what I'll do. Oh, look, that thing that I mentioned with regards to Anne Summers and their newsletter is going through the rounds on Twitter now. That's surprising. You heard it here firstly, people. Whether you're actually happy about the fact that you heard it here first is completely up to you, but you heard it here first. Right. Oh. Did anything that I request get played? I fell asleep. I forget. Probably. It's been that long. And to be quite fair, I'm kind of cracking on with where we are. Yeah. so. Right, so we have, as I say, we have a new raffle prize to give away. We have got the Summer of Sonic 2011 goodie bag, which includes a medium Summer of Sonic t-shirt and a free comic book comic, courtesy of Earthheart. So that's one extra prize to put into the raffle. Sorry, I'm just trying to get myself back up to speed as to where we were. Not a lot really going on, is there, in the IRC or anything else? Max, we are indeed going to try and get on Skype at some point. Forever Sonic's still around, which is good. Good to see people are still around. D'Artagnan's still around. Biggest Sonic fan left. It's a shame I never really got a chance to talk to him. Silver Sonic saying, hope the Tetra Mix gets played sometime soon. Presuming I can download it because my bandwidth is getting battered. And I mean, it's getting battered. Then I'll be able to download it and it will be my tea time food when I go to eat a sandwich. Otherwise, I'm going to have to just cue random music up and I'm afraid I won't get the time to play it. Because it's a bit long for me to be sat here doing nothing when, you know, I've got people who I want to get on the show. Including one of those is actually Mina, as it happens. We'll see if she's around. Do I still have all my repeaters on? I think I do. Oh, I do have all them all on. Oh, fantastic. This is good news. Forever Sonic has got a concert in 90. I'm going to presume that's minutes and not seconds, because otherwise you're in a bit of a rush there, dude. Tracker, I know that you're around and listening. Can you tell me what's going on with your prize for the raffle, please? Obviously, we did have Daytona USA on the Saturn, but you were saying last night that you didn't quite know if you could go with it, and you were going to let me know. Obviously, our raffle is going to be in, well, 8 hours, really. 7.5 hours. So it'd be nice to kind of know what's going on with that. In the meantime, let's get... Where are we? One. Right, I've got a phone call coming through for a mystery guest.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yes.
How are you?
Bit of a delay, but that's all right.
No, it's fine. Your microphone, by the way, is absolutely awful. I was going to say awful, but it's not. It's awesome. It's good. Crystal clear.
Oh, excellent. Are we live? Are we?
We are live. Yes.
Oh,
I say, we're just winging it.
Hello. I promise not to swear or say anything naughty.
Well, I don't think it really matters at this point, you know. The show's been on that long, and I think people kind of expect me to start getting a bit tired and letting myself slip, but never mind anyone else.
Oh, no, that's what I'm here for. Cheer you on. Yes, donate! Everyone, donate! Do it!
Yes. I was kind of, actually, ideally, I was kind of hoping I could have had you and Elson on at the same time, had like, the two Australians, but I had him this morning. He came on and helped me out this morning.
Oh, is he going to be around this afternoon? Because,
I'll
see if I can pester him into coming on.
Well, again? He stole my show the last time. He just basically, started, it was almost a game of 20 questions. he's a lovely chap, but it's just I need to ask you all these questions.
I love Elson.
Yeah, he's just... It's like, really, do we need these questions all the time? I forget how many times I've told him what my favourite Sega game is. It's like the memory of a goldfish. But no, it's lovely to have you. For those of you who won't know who this is, because you know you listen to Radio Sega by some bizarre coincidence. Request outstanding from Summer of Sonic, Wonder Man. Of course. Yeah, Wonder Man, we'll get that one. Yeah, it is a certain Blitzchris from down south and around the corner a bit and in a completely different hemisphere.
Oh, yes, I'm from that lower hemisphere. That, you know where the water spins the other way when it goes down the drain?
Yeah. Yeah, wasn't there an episode of The Simpsons where it was like very expensively proven wrong or something?
Oh, I just remember that being like a massive stereotype of Australia that I think it goes anti-clockwise in Australia and clockwise everywhere else. I don't really think it matters either way.
No, I don't think it does.
I'm just playing on the Australian stereotype. I love it.
Yeah, stereotypes are always amazing, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, damn it! I'm trying to find. I swear I had some sort of like What's that chat room that we use?
IRC.
IRC. That's it. I figured I've got an IRC client on my laptop somewhere, but I don't. It's new and it's Mac-ish, so I don't really know how to use it yet.
It's Mac-ish.
So I'm trying to find. Yeah.
How'd that work?
You know what I mean. It's Mac. I'm still trying to get my head around it. Mac-ish, you know. Ah, super Mac. Urkel. Oh, maybe I've got Urkel on here. Don't mind me. Play a song and I'll try and jump into the chat room somehow.
Play a song. Right, I'll tell you what then. Seeing as Forever Sonic is saying that there's a request outstanding, we will play him some Wonder Man at the end of this Super GT.
Oh, hello, Simon.
Track. Yeah, he's around. He is around. I can't find Wonder Man. I said I can't find R. There we are. R. Right, said Fred. Ooh, now then, do we go 7-inch version, 12-inch edit, or a cappella? Or alternative lead vocal? Ooh, not alternative.
12-inch.
We've not played
12-inch.
12-inch. No better than 12 inches of thread.
Of Sonic. Yeah, 12 inches of thread. I love this
12
guy.
12 inches of thread.
Sounds good. Play. Just trying to find an IRC client. But I will be in the chat room shortly.
Professor Sonic saying it's an Apple running Windows, hence Mac-ish.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I suppose that makes sense.
Mac-ish.
But you don't have a right button on a mouse, so how do you get around that?
The touchpad has like, if you touch with two fingers, it acts as like a right click. So,
really?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. I know.
What? Oh, no, that's awful. Oh,
mind blown.
That's awful.
It's actually surprisingly intuitive. I mean, I was very anti-Max, very, very anti-Max, until about a couple of months ago. I'm going to pick this up. Maybe it's this one. This doesn't look like...
You're reminding me very much at the minute as to something that Mina would do. She'd kind of, is it this? And she, you know, it's not that, but you still try it anyway, just in case. I think it's this. No, it's not that.
I feel like one of those, you know, parents who jump onto a computer for the very first time and don't really know how to do anything on it, and you know, you've usually got someone standing behind that's like, do this, do it, like, and they're just sort of like gritting at the teeth because. Wait, is that it?
Now, can you go to Google? Can you go to Google? Google? Right, okay.
Oh,
we're
waiting
for difficulty.
Oh, I can spell that.
Oh, yeah. Google. Anyway, yeah. Yeah, alright, in the meantime, we're going to get the 12-inch edit of Fred and Wonder Man, because Forever Sonic's been... pretty much gagging for Fred's 12-inch edit. since Summer of Sonic. He's desperate, bless him.
hurts, you'll get a slap. Take a nap in a spin attack. Take a nap in a spin attack. To look that good just ain't that easy.
Right, there we go. We've got we have our good friend Chris now in the IRC, able to type
hello
to people, and obviously he can talk as well. So
why is that I hear something?
Everyone
sorry, I'm just reading through the IRC right now. I didn't have it open. Hello.
Mm. It's just I don't think you quite saw this when people was like, oh my god, it's Blitz Chris. It's like it kind of. I read it as if it was Jessica Rabbit from
oh hello
from Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Said, oh my god, it's the Dip! And this is like, just imagine like doing something like that with Blitz Chris. Oh my god, it's Blitz Chris!
And, you know, man, the girls go crazy for me. Don't worry.
Don't worry. It's all right. You can have him. I'm very happily taken. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's right. Congratulations, buddy.
Yes. Thank you very much. I have no need for all the girls. You can have them. Ah.
What about the Bucks Night though?
Well, yeah. Not the kind of thing that should be publicly transmitted on.
Yes. Bucks parties where you sit around and you drink Coca-Cola and watch TV. That's what you do.
Yeah, and it's really really boring and nobody
it's really
has
civilized.
Any fun at all. Mm. Yeah, very, very civilized. We all talk in posh voices.
Oh yes, very posh.
Yeah, very posh. How have you been then, dude? I haven't seen you since I ain't spoken to you since June. Since our good old Sonic meetup.
Since we met back up with June Tsunui. See what I did there?
Yeah, that's pretty clever. Well done. Golf clap.
Yeah. Yes. Life's been good. Life's been interesting lately, I guess. Yeah, I miss everybody back from the UK. You know, I enjoy my little trip over. I wish everyone could come over and see me, and I could show you all around.
Well,
we could all
So do I. I just wish I had the money to be able to get over there. Yeah, we'll have Summer of Sonic next year in Perth.
Yes. sponsored by Elson. We'll get Elson to pay for it all.
Yeah, and it'll be like we'll call it Summer of Sonic. I'm like, oh great, when is it? And it'll be like the 15th of December. What? But no, it's the middle of summer though, isn't it? You know, Australia, they're in summer now.
Summer starts December, so you probably have to wait till mid January when it gets like really hot, like you know, gets up to like.
I just don't. I can't. You're on about minds being blown. My head would implode going somewhere. I mean, I'd love to do it. But to go somewhere like Australia and it being like, you know, the middle of December, middle of January, and I'm used to it being cold, and I get up and I'm like, what the hell is this weather? It just, I reckon my head would be like, struggle. I don't.
Well, see, like, I've always lived with Australia and having, you know, a hot Christmas. I mean, I can't really think of a time when, I think maybe we've had like one rainy Christmas, but it's generally pretty warm. Bordering on like insanely hot, so
I just don't get. I'd love to do Christmas in Australia, just be able to go to a beach and just sit down, and then ring parents and we go, what's the weather like there? It's cold, raining, you're indoors, looking miserable. I'm on a beach.
Yeah, see, I've got cousins who it's their like Christmas tradition to go down to the beach on Christmas Day, so. You know, but I mean, the thing we miss out on though is getting having a white Christmas. You know, in Perth we never get snow. So
I'm dreaming of a white July.
we do get like insane hailstorms though. Like we did have one last year that just absolutely destroyed like half of Perth. But yeah, I mean we never get snow. I mean, I think the most snow, the only time we've had snow is like, we've got some mountains that are, you know, quite far south of Perth, and I mean, they get like a tiny little bit of snow at the top. You know, enough that you can probably see it, but, you know, not actually touch it. So yes, that's Perth in a nutshell. Everyone come visit Perth.
Yeah. We've just been mentioning Shadid in the IRC saying we should go to him in Portugal where there are days where sun everywhere.
Sun everywhere? What does he mean, sun everywhere?
There's sun everywhere. I don't think Portugal know the meaning of the word rain, basically. It's like, rain?
Really?
No, this is a weather that we do not get. We give it to France. Here you go, France. Have some rain.
But they're all so close, though. Surely they'd share the weather around, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, caring is sharing, and Portugal clearly do not care. It's like, nope, sun's ours.
Honestly, they can probably have some of our sun at the moment, because, I mean, and the worst bit is, right, it gets to the start of summer, and that's when the rain starts to, or we get like a little bit of rain, and, which, I don't ask me how that makes sense, but it's really crap for those of us who like to play cricket, because it generally means that on a Saturday, when we want to play cricket, you know, we've been waiting like 6 months to play cricket, and then it starts raining, you know? It sucks.
Yeah, I can imagine that being a bit, yeah.
Hey, wait, I'm on the Radio Seeker the Radio Seeker page, and it says the stream is down at the moment. It says offline due to technical issues.
Really? It is definitely on. I've got Sam Broadcaster saying I am broadcasting. My Shoutcast administrator says I am broadcasting with 26 people listening.
Oh, wicked.
It's probably, the website is probably having one of its
issues. What's your admin's name?
I mean the admin name?
You just said you've got an administrator working on it.
No. I went into the Shoutcast administrator for the actual server, for the actual stream.
I got all excited. I was like, oh, geez, you know. Gav's got his own set, like, technical, like, secretary, you know.
I've got Forever Sonic, who's my code monkey. He's currently attempting to make me a new website that won't break every 2 minutes. And it's getting there.
Oh, are we able to show a preview of it or like a screenshot or something?
I can do a screenshot. There's a screenshot on our on our Facebook, because we have everything everywhere. Why have I started typing Facebook when I want to search for Radio Sega? Well done.
Facebook's dangerous. Don't use Facebook, anybody, and especially not while you're trying to do a radio show, because you get too distracted.
I've not done too badly with Facebook, actually. I've had it open for my entire show, and I don't at all get... Oh, what's that? I put this in the IRC. If people are on...
If people are on what?
So if people are on the IRC, but they're also following the Facebook page, then by all means, they've probably already seen this. But basically, the page that I've linked to is a really, really, really old render that we have of what would be our new website stream thing.
Okay.
And basically, it's more to look at the layout. There's going to be a news and features page, which we don't have at the moment, that would include our games of the month. Stuff. The playlist and requests would be searchable in alphabetical order, as opposed to being one huge, massive, long list that is awful. And then obviously our listening to Radio Sega button is always the same. Shows and podcasts will look a bit better. We've got a little Game of the Month tab which will work, and then the community takes you to your forum topics and stuff.
Okay.
So it's all going to be quite nice once it starts working. It's just the getting it to start working bit. Hopefully it shouldn't be too much longer. We're still, as I understand it, we're still aiming towards the end of the end of the year.
Oh, that's not a bad timeline to be working. It's only you've got like a month and a half to go. So
yeah. We've got a month and a half. As first as it says, he has me. But yes, and you're not doing anything. Don't let me get the whip, boy.
I miss everyone so much.
We are a cool bunch of people.
Oh man, remember that club we were busting it out? We're busting our moves, man. We're in the zone.
Oh, was that Japan Underground place, wasn't it? In the evening, we were banging there. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we
man,
were.
We were pimping.
Yeah.
We were pimping there.
Yep. We was having a nice old good old mosh session and all sorts, pretending that we were some sort
of.
We're
gonna do it again next year.
Yeah. I thought you weren't coming next year. I thought you was off to America next year.
Well, I am currently saving a buckload of my money up for. The plan for next year is hopefully to... Well, I mean, I'm assuming they're going to have some sort of Sonic Boom next year. So the plan is to do... Well, if they have Sonic Boom, that'll be in time with E3. So that'll be early June. I think it's June 3 to June 5 or something. So
something like that.
Yeah, what I'm hoping is to do America at the very early June. Probably do like a lot of America. And then Sonic's birthday next year... What's Sonic's birthday? The 23rd, I think? 23rd of June?
Yeah.
Or something like that. Whatever day it is, that day is actually the day... It's actually a Sunday next year. So...
Oh, it's the 24th then.
It would be crazy for Sega not to do... Let's have a look. June, is it? Yeah, June 24th, yeah. Sega would be crazy not to do something in... Well, and from what I heard about... Sega of America and Sega of Europe when they came to see Summer Sonic this year, I got the feeling they've actually got a bit more interest in it this year and they actually want to have a bit more input. I get the feeling that something's going to be happening. It may not be on such a big scale as we've had in the past because, you know, we're missing two of our key workers, I guess you could say, in T-Bird and AOUK. But with change comes... you know, new possibilities and new things. So, yeah, I hope to possibly do SOS at the very end of the trip and sort of make it like, you know, maybe I'll stay another day or so. So it'll probably be out for another 3 weeks, all up. 3 week holiday. That sounds nice, doesn't it?
Yeah, sounds brilliant. I mean, even if we don't have an SOS or anything, you should try and definitely get into the UK and we'll see if we can meet up and just go out for a drink or something. Anything.
The key to my trips is trying to find accommodation with people. I mean, that's what one of the best ways. Sort of one of the key reasons I am able to come over is because I've had a lot of people that have been really generous and have offered for me to stay at their places. So basically, in the end, all I really need to pay for is my my flights, and you know, a bit of money for spending and like you know, Sonic merch and things like that. So yeah. I rely on the generosity of others, I guess.
Well, you know, I suppose when everyone's just like, hey, we could keep an Australian in our house, it's like, yes, let's do this, and then nobody really regrets it. And it's like, wow, we'll never do that. You know, that was an experience. I'm glad we did that.
I've got to say, the first trip where I came to the UK last year, I made a bit of a gamble, and, like, I mean, who did I stay with the first year? I stayed with T-Bird the first year, and, you know, everyone who's met T-Bird knows he's a bloody awesome bloke. But I'd never met him before. I mean, I'd spoken to him on the net, you know, we'd Skyped and talked and stuff. But, I thought it was a bit of a gamble to you know, go from a country to another country and just rely on the fact that I was going to be staying with a bloke I'd never met. And, you know, honestly, it turned out to be one of the best things I've ever done. You know, Adam is a bloody awesome bloke. I love him to bits. He's like a brother to me. It's like a brother from a different mother, from a different country, so...
who fled. Who fled back to England.
I'm sure we've got, baby like, in tow. Somewhere, you know, like Australia, probably. Convict country and all that. And then last year I stayed with... So this year I stayed with Adam again and JJ Forever, who, you know, was kind enough to let me stay at his place in up there in Scotland. So... You know, it's through the help of others that I've really been able to come over. So to everyone, I really thank. You know.
Yeah. No. That's. I mean, I suppose that would definitely save you a lot of money, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm just noticing. Trying to look through the songs we've been playing. With me being the head honcho of like remixes and things. Do you want me to suggest a remix to play? Because I've got a ripper of a remix I've recently come across, and I think it needs broadcasting to the masses.
Go on then. What
okay.
Have you got?
I'll send it to you, and then you can play it in like a break or something.
Yes.
In the meantime, everyone donate.
Yeah. Donate. The more you donate, the more likely we are to play this song.
It is a kick-ass remix. Just telling you that much. Okay, I'll send you the link. You can download it whenever you want and play it whenever you want. But yeah, it is sexy, and Blitz Chris approves wholeheartedly. Look, there you go.
Download. Download a WAV file. Bloody hell, that's massive.
Oh, does it download as a WAV?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. let me try. Can you rip from YouTube? Because it's on YouTube as well.
Yeah, I can rip from YouTube.
Okay, that might be easier.
That might be easier. It might be quicker and smaller.
Okay. Oh, wait, no, that won't do it either. Okay, I will work around this. I will work around this and work something out for you.
Alright. Forever Sonic saying remix planet skill. What, you want oil and water? God, first he wants...
Don't you know that oil and water don't mix? Yeah, that's a cool remix.
Yeah, let's have that on then. We will have that, and then when I find it. It is now the one of the only occasions that I can actually listen to Oil Ocean's own music. Which I think is a bit disturbing, really. It's worth it. It's a wicked track, but it's just... I can't listen to Oil Ocean's own anymore without wanting to sing along to it. This is wrong. It's actually quite funny. I'm looking at my little timetable for the SegaFon and what we've got coming up. It's actually starting to look like I'm really am getting close to the end of the show. And it's strange. I've only got like 6 hours left. 6-7 hours left. Really? Is that it? Yeah.
Jeez, you done well.
I know, it's good, isn't it?
Oh,
I mean,
I'm losing track of when we're flying. You have to let me know when we go on and off air because I'm losing track.
Oh no, I'll let you know. I've not put music in yet. We still got another track to go on before Planet Skill comes on. I will certainly, because you know I need to let people on the webs know when we're going. So.
Okay. Oh no, we are live. I'm pretty sure I can hear our voices in the radio.
Yeah, we're definitely live. I don't do any of this.
I'm losing track of when we are and aren't live. Hello. Okay, I have a friend who wants a shout out. So to Sabrina, hello.
Hello, Sabrina. Don't let Salem get into any trouble. Yeah. Because he's a very naughty, he's a bit of a strange cat, that one. I don't know if he started talking to you yet, but I wouldn't listen to him. It's not good.
I don't know if she's a cat woman. She might be.
A cat woman? Oh, a cat woman's even better. Leather. Oh, this shout out's gone horribly wrong. I bet you wish I'd said it now.
Sorry, Sabrina. She won't be happy now.
Oh well, you know, she wanted a shout out. She wasn't to know the horrifying turn the conversation was about to take. Oh, Forever Sonic says hello, Sabrina.
Oh, there you go. Sabrina's getting lots of attention now.
Yeah, you see, lots of attention. But they're on a delay, so they're soon going to be getting to the point where we mentioned about the cat. So this is when all the Sabrina Teenage Witch references will turn up.
Let's have a look. Hello, Sabrina. Sorry, I'm just reading through the chat. Remix Planet Skill. Alright, you take the reins for a little bit. I'm going to try and work out how to convert this file to.
All right. From WAV. Yeah, no worries. I've got it. I've been here for so long. I'm fairly sure I can handle a couple of minutes. What? Mina's just put. Yeah, we can hear you. It is funny to hear you two have a discussion about are we, aren't we?
Yeah, I told you, we were live. We were live when you were like, no, we're off, we're playing a song.
When was this?
Like,
I can't remember.
Then.
I'm really confused.
Oh yeah, I just got a tweet as well.
Oh, I'm proper confused. I don't know. I apologise. Oh, I've got a put manual DJ on. I've got to stop my podcast again. I'm trying to podcast this entire thing into 2 hour chunks, and I've kind of overrun the second hour a little bit. So it'll work out quite nicely because it means that the next podcast will open with Oil Ocean Zone. Although, of course, we've got another 2.5 minutes until we get to that point yet. So, filler. I'm actually seeing as you're like king of remixes, we might as well play some more remixes, aren't we? I'm gonna have Sonic and Knuckles, Raw Battery, because that's amazing. I do like that one. And
oh, yes.
I'm also going to have Chemix Trix. That one.
Mm-hmm. Is that Chemix Trix? Is that a Chemical Plant remix?
It is.
Ah, see, I know my remixes.
Banging. Mina just put, you need to have a nice long sleep in your comfy bed. Really? Do you think I wasn't aware of this? It's not as if I've been awake for 16 hours. Well, actually, no. It's not as if I've been... Actually, I've been awake for longer than that. I've been awake since 8 o'clock yesterday morning. So I'm actually on... 30.
Is she at your place at the
no.
moment?
No. 32. No, she's not at my place. No, she's down in London. She's down in London. I'm at
home.
She's trying to. She's trying to. Trying to tell me to go have a nice, long, comfy sleep in my comfy bed.
Yeah. Mm.
This is most certainly a conversation that should not be held while we're online. we are definitely still live.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, I'm in so much trouble. I can't even remember how long I've been awake for. 8 o'clock to 12 o'clock is 4 hours, which would put me on 28 hours. And, 30 hours I've been awake for. And I've been broadcasting for 16 of them, which sounds like fun, not.
I think you've done well. So, I think you've done well.
Yeah, sterling effort. Anyway, we are definitely going to be going offline, off air in a couple of moments. My short-term memory is suffering.
Oh, good.
Sorry, it called for it. Okay. Really.
It's all right. I'm trying to convert this file for you. It's taking its time. Oh, I think it's done. Let's hope it's smaller now. I don't know.
As long as it's smaller than 55 meg, it'd be fine. Alright, hang on 2 seconds. I'm going to need you to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.